I don't really see the point in that. I think there wasn't much that that I heard that I didn't expect to hear. In fact, there wasn't really anything that I heard that I didn't expect to hear, to be perfectly honest. There were 17 things that I expected to hear which I didn't hear, however, so that's progress. But I'm not telling you what those 17 things were. I think you all had the sense that you really want to carry on with this process, although you all said that you need to do so in order to narrow down the differences, but I don't really think I heard anybody wanting to say anything that would have amounted to a narrowing down of any difference. I may be wrong and I might have missed something, but I'm pretty sure that I heard quite a lot of demands to expand the differences, but I didn't actually hear anybody say, yeah, well, go on then, split the difference and I can change my position. But as I said, I didn't really hear anything I didn't expect to hear, so I expected you to say you want to narrow the differences, but I didn't expect you to do one thing to actually narrow those differences. But I suppose that will come after you've made these statements with the requisite need to play to the gallery, and at some point you will actually roll your sleeves up and you will further proceed in narrowing those differences, he said, hopefully. But I think it's clear that you feel that all the text does, and it's quite enough as far as I'm concerned, is clarify the choices more effectively and make the shape of the deal clearer, and it gives you a basis to carry on the work that you need to do. Now, obviously, there are things there which some of you don't like, some of them you don't like very much. Some of you occasionally said there was the odd thing you liked, and I interpreted a lot of silences on things which I know very well you liked, but you chose not to say you liked, as meaning that you weren't going to let on that you appreciated having that in case you might have to pay for it somewhere else. That's understood. That's all part of the name of the game in a negotiation, and I presume that that means that we are getting quite serious. So having taken that away from the discussion, and that's just very much my own personal impression of it, I think really what you have signalled to me between the lines that you're ready to do is to try and get down to business and use the next few days to indeed narrow those differences if you can. So I think in the light of that discussion, I'll pretty much stick with what I had in mind for the process, and I'll start on Tuesday afternoon in Room D. I suppose we have to stop talking about Room E because Room E has now been well and truly reconstructed and reconfigured into a meeting room for ministers on the principle, I suppose, of build it and they will come. Although having the pleasure of having seen just seen the new Indiana Jones movie, it bears a remarkable resemblance in its shape to what went on in that temple in the very, very last scene. And for those of you who've already seen this movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, but you'll also know what happens after they meet in that particular circular configuration in the temple. And I'll tell you, if that's what happens, I intend to be joining Indiana and getting out fast before the final whistle. But do go and see the movie, and it might help you to narrow your differences, you never know. So I'll meet on Tuesday afternoon in Room D, rather than in Room E. We'll start with domestic support, because that's where the text starts. And as I say, I don't intend to convene the discussions on a paragraph-by-paragraph basis, but a number of you referred to certain things in domestic support, and I know that there are some things in domestic support that you want to discuss. I also think there are some things that are pretty clearly for political consideration and will remain that way, but there may be some things in that element that do bear a bit more discussion, and we can clarify. Some claims have been made by you that certain things that have been discussed in the past had implicit agreement or otherwise. Well, we can test that out and see whether that's the case, and we can maybe move on those. And then if we get through that discussion before the expiry of Tuesday afternoon, then we can move on to the other pillars of the discussion. If not, I will then use the time on Wednesday to have bilateral consultations and meetings with various of you if you're free and available to do that. If you aren't, I'll put my feet up and have a good time for at least one day. And then come back on Thursday afternoon again, and we'll continue through the pillars, although I would hope that we could be in a position to have an intensive discussion on where we are on tropicals and preferences. And then at the moment I would envisage having another session here on Friday afternoon to reflect where we are at the end of the week in the light of whatever discussions have taken place, some of them in Room D, some of them involving me, but others presumably involving yourselves only. And then we can reflect on where we go. Having said that, I did hear a responsiveness in the interventions to continuing into next week, and I think being realistic, if you are making progress or getting somewhere in the course of this week on what remains to be done or things that could be done by us at the lower levels in the food chain that we operate at, then you probably would need time into next week in order to carry that forward. And as I say, I will be available to do that, and we can continue on in the week of the 2nd accordingly. But I think it's a bit premature to be precise about what we would be doing then. But I frankly doubt whether we'll have got through everything that we ought to get through by Friday, but we can take that decision on Friday. Okay, thank you.